لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، and to continue with رسول الثلاثة, the three fundamental principles of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, to the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah, then we are still on the second fundamental principle, the servant's knowledge of his religion, the religion of Islam. And the Islam is of three levels: the basic level of Islam, the second and higher level of Al-Iman, and the highest level of Al-Ihsan. So we are on the second of those three levels of the religion, the level of Al-Iman. And we have the point that Iman has six pillars, Arkan. And each of these six pillars is essential for a person's Iman. If one of them is missing, the person will not be a believer. He will be a disbeliever if he rejects any one of the six pillars of Iman. So last time we had the second of the six pillars of Iman, Al-Iman bil-Malaika, Iman in the angels. So just to quickly summarize what we had, or some of the points that we had, then we had that the term Al-Malaika is the plural of Malak. It's derived from the word Mal'ak, which means one who's been sent with a message. And the meaning is angel. Malaika, the plural of Malak, an angel. And we had in the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan that the angels are created beings, and they are from the realm of the vague, the hidden and the unseen. That which we do not normally see in this life, from the vague. They are beings created by Allah to worship Him and to carry out certain duties. We have the point that they have different numbers of wings. Each different categories of angels have different wings, different numbers of wings, 2 or 3 or 4, or even up to 600. Which is the case with Jibreel alayhi salam, in the Hadith in Al-Bukhari, that Jibreel was seen by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with 600 wings. And that the angels, they do whatever Allah commands them with, and they do not disobey Him. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentioned a number of their duties, giving evidences for each of them. So amongst what he mentioned were the following 10 duties. Firstly, conveying revelation, the duty of Jibreel, alayhi salam. Secondly, the duty of carrying the throne, the arsh, which will be carried by 8 of the angels on the day of resurrection. Thirdly, the angel entrusted with the rain and with plants, Mikael, alayhi salam. Fourthly, the angel entrusted with blowing the horn for the last hour. As I mentioned, that is Israfil alayhi salam. Then we had the angel who is responsible for taking the souls at the point of death. Now that was Malakul Maut, the angel of death, along with his assistants, along with those angels who assist him upon that duty of taking the souls. We also had the angel entrusted with the unborn fetus in the abdomen of his mother. And the mention of the angels who record the deeds of the people, who write down whatever the people do. We have the mention of the angels who guard the people, each person having angels appointed to guard him from dangerous things. Until the end of his lifespan, when it's his appointed time to die, they leave him. And whatever's written for him to fall upon happens to him. We had a mention of angels who carry out Allah's commands throughout the heavens and the earth, known only to Allah. And finally, we had a mention of those angels who go about seeking out the gatherings of the remembrance of Allah, the gatherings of knowledge, the gatherings of remembrance of Allah the Most High. And we had the point that indeed Iman in Allah's angels is an essential pillar of Iman, that whoever denies this, whoever denies belief in the angels, he is a kafir, a disbeliever. And likewise, the Shaykh said, those people who follow the view of the philosophers and say angels is just, they don't have bodies. They're just ideas which come into a person's mind. They're ideas and promptings which come into a person's mind. If it's a good thought, that's called, we call it an angel. If it's a bad thought, we call it a devil. But they're not real physical beings. Likewise, this falls under the same category. Whoever it falls under rejection of the reality of the angels. And we had that the truth is that they have bodies, but they are not usually seen. Then, the author, Shaykh al-Islam, we're still carrying on the same point, from the text that occurred on page, what it was, page 201, وَأَرْكَانُهُ سِتَّةٌ أَنْ تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, that the pillars of Iman are six, that you have Iman in Allah and in His angels. Then the text continued, وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, and in His books, and in His messengers, and in the last day, and that you have, and that you truly believe in pre-decree, the good of it and the bad of it. So the remainder of the six pillars of the Iman is what Shaykh al-Fawzan explains today. So starting on page 213, page 165 of the Egyptian edition, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Hafidhullah, in his explanation, الثالث الإيمان بكتبه, the third, in the third pillar of Iman, after Iman in Allah, true faith in Allah, and Iman in His angels, then comes the third pillar, Iman in His books. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and they are the books which Allah sent down ala rusul, to the messengers, for the guidance of mankind. We have Iman that they are the speech of Allah in reality, and we have Iman in whatever Allah named from them, and whatever He did not name. In those books that Allah the Most High sent down before, some of them have been named to us in the text, in the Quran for example. Some of them have been named. Then we believe in them with their names. Some of them our Lord did not name them to us. He didn't tell us what they are, who they were sent to. But we still believe in them. So Shaykh al-Fawzan makes the point. We have Iman in whatever Allah has named from them, from those books, and in what He has not named to us from them. So Allah named to us from them the Tawrat and the Injil and the Zabur and Al-Qur'an Al-Azim, the tremendous Qur'an, and the Suhuf, Suhufu Ibrahim, the scripture given to Ibrahim and to Musa. So Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions six that have been named to us, six scriptures that have been named to us by Allah the Most High. The Tawrat that was sent to Musa, the Injil that was sent to Isa, alayhi salam, the Zabur that was sent to Dawood, the Qur'an Al-Azim, the tremendous Qur'an that was sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the scriptures sent to Ibrahim and to Musa, alayhi salam. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and the Zabur. So we have Iman in them. Those books that are named, we have Iman, we truly believe in them. And we have Iman in those that Allah did not name to us from them. We have general Iman in all the books that Allah sent. So the ones He didn't name to us, we said we believe in them. Allah sent books to prophets. We don't know which what they are, but we have Iman in all of them. He said, so Iman in the previous scriptures is Iman in general terms. Overall, general Iman in all of them. Whereas Iman in the Quran is Imanan Mufassala, Iman in the specifics in everything contained in it. In regard to the previous books, then we have general iman. We believe overall in all of them. We believe in all of them. Whatever they contain from that which Allah sent down, we have iman in that. With regard to the Quran, so we have iman mujmalan. Iman in general terms with regard to the previous books. But with regard to the Quran, then we have iman mufassalan. Iman specifically, specific iman in the details of everything contained in it. Because it is our book and was sent down to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever denies one ayah or one letter from its letters, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever, an apostate, a murtad, who has left Islam. And likewise, whoever believes in a part of the Quran and disbelieves in a part, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever. And likewise, one who believes in some of the scriptures and disbelieves in some, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever. In the fact that he believes in some, a part of the Quran, or the fact that he believes in some of the scriptures, he's a kafir. He believes in a part and disbelieves in the rest. He's a kafir. And whoever says, I believe in the Quran, but I do not believe in the Torah and the Injil, then he is a kafir. He is a disbeliever. Or he says, I believe in the Torah and the Injil, but I do not believe in the Zabur, which was sent to Dawood alayhi salam. Then he is a kafir. He is a disbeliever. He, the Most High, said, وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. Surah Al-Nisa, the 4th Surah, Ayah 163. The explanation, and we gave the Zabur to Dawood. Shaykh Fawzan said, or one who denies the scriptures of Ibrahim, then he is a kafir, he is a disbeliever. And Shaykh Fawzan gives the reason why. He said, because he is denying the truth of that which Allah the Mighty and Majestic said. He is denying his messengers. So therefore he is a kafir, a disbeliever, because he has denied a pillar from the pillars of Iman. Then Shaykh Fawzan moves on to the fourth pillar. So having dealt with the third pillar of Iman, Iman in the revealed books, revealed scriptures, then he moves on to the fourth pillar of Iman. He said, Ar-Rabi' al-Iman bi Rasulihi. The fourth is Iman in his messengers. Shaykh Fawzan said, having Iman in the Rasul, in the messengers, all of them, from the first of them to the last of them, those whom Allah has named from them, and those He did not name, meaning those He has named to us in His book, or upon the time of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He told us their names, or those He has not told us their names. We believe in them all of them. Shaykh said, if we have Iman, we truly believe in all of them, and that they are messengers of Allah in truth. They came with a message and they conveyed it to their nations. So whoever disbelieves in a single prophet, then he is a disbeliever in all of the messengers. Shaykh Fawzan makes this important point here, that disbelieving in just one prophet is disbelieving in all of them. Whoever disbelieves in one prophet, one Nabi, then he is a disbeliever in all of the messengers. Then he gives the evidence. Because of his saying, He the Most High, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ أُولَئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. سورة النساء, the fourth surah, ayahs 150-152, the three ayahs. With the explanation, those who disbelieve in Allah and in His messengers, and they wish to make a distinction between believing in Allah and in His messengers, and they say, we believe in some of them and we disbelieve in some, and they wish to take a path in between, they are the disbelievers in truth, and we have prepared a humiliating punishment for the disbelievers. And those who truly believe in Allah and in His messengers, and do not differentiate in believing between any of them, then to them He will soon give their rewards. To them He will soon give them their rewards. And Allah has always been one who forgives extensively and bestows mercy. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so therefore disbelieving in a single prophet or in a single messenger is to disbelieve in all of them. Then he gives a further evidence for this point. He said, and therefore he said, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Surah Al-Shu'ara, Ayah 105. The explanation, the people of Nuh rejected the messengers. The people of Nuh rejected the messengers. Obviously, Nuh alayhi salam was the first one of the messengers. There was no messenger before him. He was the first one of the messengers. His people were with the first messenger of all. And they rejected the message of Nuh alayhi salam. So the ayah is, that the people of Nuh, they rejected the messengers, meaning all of them. Shaykh al-Fawzan explained, even though they disbelieved, they rejected Nuh, in only Nuh. So their denying Nuh became a denial of the rest of the messengers. And because the same thing, rejecting one is to reject all of them. And likewise, whoever disbelieves in Isa and Muhammad, such as the Jews, or who disbelieves in Muhammad, such as the Christians, then he is a disbeliever in all of them. Anyone who rejects a single one of the messengers, one or two or more, any, even one, then he's rejected all of them. There must be iman in all of the messengers, alayhim salatu wassalam, those whom Allah has named from them and those He has not named. Then Shaykh Bazar said, and Allah has named some of them, as occurs in Surah Al-An'am, the sixth surah. And he gives the ayahs, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ نرفع درجات من نشاء إن ربك حكيم عليم ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب كلا هدينا ونوحا هدينا من قبل ومن ذريته داود وسليمان وأيوب ويوسف وموسى وهارون وكذلك نجزي المحسنين وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين. Surah Al-An'am, the sixth surah, ayahs 83-86. With the explanation, and that was our proof which we gave to Ibrahim against his people. We raise in degrees whomever we wish. Indeed, your Lord is all wise, all knowing. And we bestowed upon him upon Ibrahim alayhi salam, was already mentioned. As the first one mentioned, Ibrahim. And we bestowed upon him Ishaq and Ya'qub. We guided them all. And Nuh, we guided before. And from his descendants were Dawood and Sulaiman and Ayyub and Yusuf and Musa and Harun. And likewise shall we reward the doers of good. And Zakaria and Yahya and Isa and Ilyas, all of them were from the righteous. And Ismail and Al-Yasa and Yunus and Lut. All of them we gave excellence over the people of the world, the people of the world of their time. If I numbered it correctly, it was 18 in the rest of that. Yeah. So in other words, Sheikh Al-Fawzan has mentioned this ayah contains a long list of mention of the prophets and messengers. He said he mentioned a number of them together in these ayahs and in other ayahs. So we have Iman in those whom Allah has named from them. And we have Iman in those whom Allah has not named from them. But the point being that those whom Allah named, then we have to believe in them by name. Ayyub, and Yusuf, and Iman, we have to believe in them by name. And those whom Allah has not named, then we say we have Iman in all the messengers of Allah. All his messengers and prophets. Even ones we don't know their names, but we believe in them. Even though we don't know their names, we believe in all of them. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, moving on to the next pillar of Iman, the fifth one. Al-Khamisu Al-Yawmul Akhir. The fifth one, the last day. He said, Iman, true faith in the last day. It is the fifth pillar. And the last day, Al-Yawmul Akhir, what is meant by it is Yawmul Qiyamah. Is the day of resurrection. It is called Al-Yawm Al-Akhir, it's called the last day, because it comes after Al-Yawm Al-Awwal, it comes after the first day. And that is the day of this world. First day is the day of this world. The next day, the last day, is the next life. Sheikh said, this world is the first day, and the resurrection is the last day. And having Iman in the last day is to have Iman in whatever will occur after death, from the punishment of the grave and its bliss, and the questioning of the two angels in the grave, and everything that will occur after the grave, then it is a part of Iman in the last day. And likewise, Iman in Al-Ba'ath, in the dead being brought to life, and Al-Nushur, in the resurrection, Wal-Mahshar, and in the gathering place, and in Al-Hisab, the reckoning, Wa-Waznul A'mal, and the weighing of the deeds, and As-Sirat, the bridge over the hellfire, and Al-Mizan, the balance, upon which the good and bad deeds will be weighed, and Al-Jannah wa-Nar, and the paradise and the fire. All of that is a part of Iman in the last day. So the details of what will occur on the last day, we have Iman in it, in general, and with the specifics. And overall, we believe in the last day. Overall, we believe in the last day, generally, overall, and in the specifics that we know of as well. Beginning with death, right until the inhabitants of paradise settle in paradise, and the inhabitants of the fire are in the fire. Everything which is authentic in that regard, we have Iman in it. And we do not have any doubt about anything from it. So whoever doubts about anything from it, then he is a kafir, he is a disbeliever, an apostate, a murtad, an apostate from Islam. Everything to which the term the last day applies and what is contained in it. And Shaykh al-Fawzan moves on to the sixth and last pillar of Iman. He said, الركن السادس تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. The sixth pillar, that you have Iman in al-Qadr, pre-decree, the good of it and the bad of it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, you have Iman. What does this mean, Iman in pre-decree? The good of it and the bad of it, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, that you have Iman that whatever occurs in this creation, from good or evil, from disbelief or Iman, true faith, from blessings or punishments, from ease or hardship, from sickness or health, from life or death, everything occurs in this creation is pre-decreed. It does not just occur like that. It is not just a matter which happens on its own. Meaning, it just initially comes about not being pre-decreed. So you have Iman in all of that, in everything that occurs, with the list that the Sheikh mentioned, all of everything that occurs in the creation. You have Iman that it comes about with the decree and ordainment of Allah. And you have Iman that whatever befalls you, whatever happens to you, would not have missed you. It was not going to, he could never have missed you. Whatever happens to you, it couldn't have missed you. It was going to have to. And whatever missed you was not going to come to you, was not going to come upon you. And that this was by the ordainment of Allah and His pre-decree. He the Most High said, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن تَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Surah Al-Hadid, the 57th Surah, Ayah 22. With the explanation, no calamity befalls on the earth, nor in yourselves, except that it was already written in a book before we created it. That is easy for Allah. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is Iman in pre-decree, Al-Qadr. And Iman in Al-Qadr, pre-decree, includes four levels. Whoever does not have Iman in all of them is not a believer in pre-decree. And then what remains is the four levels of pre-decree. So someone who wants to know, that people knowledge make clear, if someone who wants to know pre-decree, then they need to know these four levels here. And that will suffice them, inshallah. So Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions, Iman in pre-decree, al-Qadr, includes four levels. Four matters. Whoever does not have Iman in all of them, then he is not a believer in pre-decree. The first level, al-ilm, knowledge. First level, knowledge. That Allah has known everything, always. He knew everything that occurs. Whatever has occurred, and whatever will occur. Without end. So Allah knew it always before it was and before it occurred. He the Perfect and Most High knew it with His eternal knowledge, which is His attribute, has always been and will be forever. This is the level of al-ilm, knowledge. So whoever denies it, then he is a kafir, he is a disbeliever. And the first level of pre-decree is the knowledge of Allah the Most High. But Allah the Most High has always known everything that will occur. The second level, Shaykh Fawzan said, the level of al-kitabah, the level of writing down fil lawh al-mahfuz, the level of writing down in the preserved tablet. Shaykh Fawzan explains this. He said, and it is that Allah wrote down everything in the preserved tablet, al-lawh al-mahfuz. This huge record of everything that was written down. Everything that would be was written down. So nothing occurs except that it is written down in Allahu al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. There is nothing that occurs and it is not written down. And therefore He, the Most High, said, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنْفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. Same ayah that we had a short while ago, Surah Al-Hadid, 57th Surah, ayah 22. With the explanation, no calamity occurs on the earth, nor in yourselves, except that it is in a book. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, Allah al-Mahfuz is in a preserved tablet. Allah wrote in it the decreed measures of everything. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أول ما خلق الله القلم قال اكتب قال وما أكتب قال اكتب ما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. Shaykh Fawzan quotes the hadith that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing that Allah created was the pen, al-qalam. He said, اكتب, write. It said, and what shall I write? He said, write whatever will occur until the day of resurrection. The footnote they mention, a hadith reported by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi from a hadith of Ubadah ibn As-Samit radiallahu anhu. This is Sahih, as a side point, Siklai Sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah. Shaykh Fawzan said, so whoever denies the writing and says, Allah knows everything, however, he did not write it down in the preserved tablet. He did not write anything down in the preserved tablet. Then this person is a kafir. This person is a disbeliever. An apostate who has left the religion of Islam. So that's the first two levels that we need to know. We've got a pre-decree. The first level, al-ilm, knowledge. Second, al-kitabah, the writing down in the preserved tablet. Then Shaykh Fawzan mentions the third level. The third level is mashi'atullah nafidha. Allah's mashi'ah, Allah's will, which is in effect. And it is that Allah the Perfect wishes a thing and wills it to occur. So there is nothing that occurs except that Allah wished and willed it to occur. Just as He wrote it down in the preserved, or just as He wished and willed it to occur, just as it is in the preserved tablet. And just as He knew it, He the Perfect and Most High. He wills everything to occur at its time. And He wills everything to occur at a certain time. He wishes and wills everything to occur at a certain time. Nothing occurs without the wish of Allah or without His will. So whoever says that things occur without Allah's wishing them to, or without Allah's willing them to, then he is a kafir. He is a disbeliever. And whatever occurs, it's indeed, it occurs by the mashi'ah of Allah the Most High. Allah wished it to occur, and He willed it to occur. That's the third level. The third matter is essential to know with regard to pre-decree. And then the fourth and last one. The fourth level is martabatul khalq wal ijad, the level of creating and bringing it into existence. Shaykh Fawzan said, Allah created everything. when he wished it and he willed it, then when he wishes it and wills it, then he, the Perfect and Most High, creates it and brings it about. So everything is something created by Allah, the Perfect and Most High. And it is from the creation of Allah. And it is an action done by the servants and something earned by the servants. And then people's deeds are created, are part of that. Allah has created everything, including the people's deeds. Allah has created everything. So there are things created by Allah, and as for the ones who do the actions, then it is no doubt the people. The people do the actions, and they are the ones who earn, whether they're good or bad. They earn those deeds. Then Sheikh Fawzan said, so these four levels, there must be Iman in them. Otherwise, the person will not be a mu'min, will not be a believer in pre-decree. The level of al-ilm, knowledge, and al-kitaba, writing, and al-mashi'ah, wish and will, and al-khalq wal-ijad, creation and bringing into existence. It is essential to have iman in all of these. So whoever denies anything from them, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever, an apostate who has left the religion of Islam, because he has denied a pillar from the pillars of Iman. And it is Iman in Al-Qadr, in pre-decree. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Then what follows is a brief section on some evidence for the pillars of Iman. And it's quickly followed by the third level of religion, the level of Ihsan. Thank you.